Welcome to episode 384 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Laura, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, Lindsay, Donna, and George. If you're joining us on our YouTube channel, welcome. We usually don't wait a couple of years to check out a new resort at Walt Disney World, but COVID admittedly threw us a little bit off our game. Gran Destino Tower at Coronado Springs Resort opened in 2019, and Sandy and her husband were finally able to check it out in January, and Lindsay met them for dinner and drinks. We want to dive right in and hear all about it. So let's get started.
I'm excited because we've never done like a hotel review before. Like, this is kind of cool.
I'm kind of bummed. I was supposed to stay there. I was supposed to stay there in September. And then ended up canceling. So it'll be interesting to hear what you think.
Now you got to go back. Now you got to do it again, George.
Because I'm the person in the group who goes to Disney the least, tell me, what is Gran Destino Tower?
So Gran Destino Tower is the new tower that they built at Coronado Springs Resort. Coronado Springs Resort is a moderate resort, but it is a kind of a business conference hotel. It's kind of the least Disney-ish, I guess you'd say. Not as much Mickey, although the hidden Mickey.
Ironically, I stayed there.
So there's a conference center. There's always a lot of business travel going on there. So they built the tower, and now instead of the check-in being over in the other part, now it's everything is in the main tower where you check in. And the tower is attached to the old building that has like the restaurants and the gift shop and stuff like that. You have to go kind of through a hallway to get to those. So the tower is really beautiful, and it almost feels like a deluxe resort. Instead of a moderate resort, it has club level there. What were you gonna say?
I would say that it feels more premium to me than the moderate for sure. It's a completely opposite feel for Coronado. And I know that resort, I tend to not give it as much love, and I know a lot of people don't but it's changed so much over the years. And this is, I think, another step toward that direction of.
So I'd probably call it moderate plus, but but the cool thing about the tower is that it's a total celebration of Walt Disney and Salvador Dali's friendship, and it's awesome. It's got a lot of really cool details to it.
Is Gran Destino like a reference to anything?
Yes. So
to show my complete ignorance.
it's kind of a it's not a totally well-known thing, you know, but no, there's
most people wouldn't know this.
Okay. Yeah, you have to be kind of a Disney geek about this. But Walt Disney and Salvador Dali were making a movie of like a short cartoon, and they did not finish it. And in 2003 it was finished with help by Walt Disney's nephew, I believe Roy Disney. And it's on Disney Plus. It's a short on Disney Plus now, and it's about 7 minutes long, and you can watch it. And as Lindsay was saying, you can also see it at the hotel.
Does this have anything to do with, like, you know, because in one of the Bugs Bunny movies, and you see him like in the melting clocks and he's melting. Is that kind of the same thing?
Well, Bugs Bunny is Warner Brothers, but
yes. I mean, sorry.
It's more of an art piece. I mean, I would think of it kind of in the same vein as like Fantasia or whatever. It's where Walt was trying to be a little bit more, you know, artistic. And I don't say that, I don't mean that in an off the cuff way. It's a legitimate art form. He was being a little bit more artful, you know, more about the art in these cases and less about the pop side of it. So actually,
so
some
that
of the art
7 minute short is called Gran Destino.
It's called Destino.
Destino. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I think I saw there was a little thing about it when they were doing Fantasia 2000.
Probably, and you know, when we were on the Harmony on Royal Caribbean, they had a bunch of the artwork from Destino and they did a talk about it. So it's not just a Disney thing, but it's just a cool thing about those two guys that, if you go up, there's a rooftop bar called the Dahlia, and the Dahlia is named after the female in the movie. Dahlia. And yeah, and he always, well, Salvador Dali always used his wife as the inspiration for all this stuff too. So there's kind of
really nice.
It's cool because there's a Salvador Dali museum in St. Pete's Beach near Tampa, and it's awesome. So if you ever want to take a day trip from Disney, you could do
that. Or there's one outside of Barcelona where his real studios were.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little far from Disney.
That's a little far.
Yeah.
It's cool. So what were your guys' favorite things about the hotel?
So it's got a high-techy feel to it. It's really cool. When you go in and you go over to the elevators, you say, you know, I want to go to the sixth floor. So you have to hit your floor outside the elevators, and then it'll tell you which elevator to get on. And so we were actually rarely on an elevator with other people. If we were, it was usually coming down, but it would just go straight to our floor. When we walked in, it had our names up on the TV, which I think they're kind of doing more of that at Disney now, but it was just a bigger hotel. It had, I can't remember if it had like a iPad to do the curtains and stuff. I might be getting it mixed up with some of my other hotels recently, but it did have like that more deluxe feel to it. And it's got like lots of seating in the lobby area, perfect for business travelers. If you're meeting for, you know, coffee and booting up your laptops together, there's plugs, there's USBs everywhere. Definitely a lot of places where you could like sit and get some work done and stuff. So
is there a bar in the lobby?
Oh, there's some bars. Yeah. So, the coolest bar. So when you come into the lobby, you're actually on the upper lobby level. And when you go down to the lower lobby level, which you can walk down this amazing staircase, or you can take the elevators. There's a huge bar down there. In the mornings, it's an espresso bar. And it has like a light menu. And then at night it's a gin bar, and they have all kinds of gins you can pick, and you can build your own gin tonic. It doesn't say gin and tonic. It says gin tonic. So it's really cool. Stacy would love it.
I love gin tonics.
Oh, see, mm-hmm. To go check it out.
Did you build your own?
No, we only were there for one night. So there was only so much drinking we could do. We tried to go. One of the cool things about,
I know you better than that.
I know. I'm like, Lindsay, okay. What is this about?
So look, full disclosure. Look,
they were pre-gaming at Disney Springs all day. They tapped out of me really early. We were supposed to... She pawned an untouched case of White Claw.
That's right. I forgot about that.
It got left for mousekeeping because I couldn't find runners to take it, and so I had to haul it back in the Uber. The Uber guy felt so sorry for me. He's like, "You're carrying
like it's that hard to carry a 12 pack."
No, it's just embarrassing. That's all.
It's embarrassing. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome. I'm here for you.
Yeah, so
Lindsay, did you do a gin tonic after they left you there?
I should have, but I was carrying, again, I'm sitting in the lobby of this really nice hotel with an open, and it's not bad enough that it's full. It's open because she had like put them in the refrigerator, so I can't even carry it right because it's the cans are going to roll up. So I'm sitting in the lobby. No, I did walk around a little bit, not too much, but the hotel is gorgeous. I love the Dahlia Bar. I love the restaurant in the, I don't even know what the art, or just you want to call it, the light fixtures. I love all of the flower. It was just amazing design in there. And it had a really cool, again, a really cool feel to it. It didn't feel at all like Coronado to me. It just completely different. But I love the bar and the restaurant. And then what did you guys, well, they ordered half the menu and,
and ate it all.
They ordered like the tumble.
Man, you guys are just calling each other out.
Wow, yeah.
Chris is with us. Yeah. So Chris we we started in the Dahlia Bar, and that is where they play the movie on a loop. So we were talking to the bartender about it, and he's like, "Yeah, I get to watch it all the time." But you know, but it's cool because when you've seen it, then you notice all the details in the hotel and in that bar, especially like Lindsay was talking about the light fixtures. They're like dandelion puffs. You know, there's like a part where dandelions blow, and so there's it's just really cool. There's bells everywhere. There's like some bell things going on in the movie. So there's just like designs that look like the woman with her dress, but also looks like a bell. You know, it's really cool. It was
awesome. So you're talking about the Dahlia Bar, and you talked about this gin bar. Is that the same thing?
No. Gin bar's okay. In the lobby. The Dahlia Bar is on the roof.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
I love a good rooftop bar.
Yeah, it's cool.
Can
we
you
saw
see
the fireworks.
Fireworks and all from there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll post a picture, or I'll have do a picture of how we could see the Epcot from there. You could tell it was lit up for the 50th with the cool lights, but it wouldn't come through in my picture, which kind of stinks.
So did you have those same like Dolly type details in the rooms themselves, or just in the lobby and all?
A little bit, like the design of the lamp, you know, had like the bell in there. You had to kind of look for it. There were hidden Mickeys all over the place as soon as you were walking down the hall, and the carpet, and the, you know, in the like tile and everything. They were everywhere. There had a lot of like Spanish mosaic looking tile all through the lobby area. You could spend so much time just looking for the, and there's a big one in the Barcelona Lounge. That's what the name of the gin bar, the Barcelona Lounge. So I'll post a picture of that too. It was huge.
So for people who are not as familiar with Disney as the majority of you are, how close is what park is this resort closest to?
So it's a moderate resort that is, so they're not really close to a park. It's about equal distance to like Epcot Studios, a little bit further to Magic Kingdom, and then Animal Kingdom is probably the furthest. But like a 10-minute bus ride.
Far from anything.
Yeah, except Animal Kingdom Lodge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, So the one of the thing about the moderates is that they're not adjacent to a park. You know, it's going to be a bus ride to the parks.
So the bar that or restaurant that Lindsay was so lovingly calling you out at tasting everything. which restaurant was that?
So that was Toledo. It's the tapas, steaks, and let's see, what do they call it?
Well, tapas, you are supposed to order everything.
And yeah, and you are. No, I know you are. That's what I said. And they got the. But I was referring to, I couldn't remember what it was called. It was like the steak. You get the tomahawk steak that's about as big as the laptop that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, that picture's of Chris like gnawing on this huge steak bone. Yeah, it was like a dinner for two kind of special thing where you got like the charcuterie and the appetizers and the steak and the the steak was like 20 ounces or something. It was huge.
Oh,
and
it was
to
massive
share. Yeah. And then dessert too. So it is all like, you know, if you're gonna order certain things and you're a couple, you might as well get the thing for the couple and get to try everything. So that's what we did. We tried everything.
And it was, the tapas were delicious. I can't remember what was what, but they were just amazing. The one with the stuffed olive and the cheese was, and the, what was it that we had Brussels? It was the Brussels sprouts that were so good.
Oh,
yeah.
My favorite.
It was good.
Yummy.
Yeah. So that was a really cool, that's a cool place to go to for dinner at night if you want to catch some fireworks, but it's just really a cool atmosphere.
Now is that the rooftop, Sandy?
Yeah, that's not the tapas restaurant and that one bar up on the roof. And there's there's a big outdoor seating area that you can sit outside if you want. We didn't because it was January, probably still could have. And then when we were finishing up dinner, we could see fireworks, which was really cool.
If I remember right, they have a really big pool at Coronado as well.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun pool with waterfalls and
yeah. So
pyramid.
they've changed some things up. You know, I don't want to leave out the rest of what they've done at the resort. They have changed the, like it used to be that you had to walk all the way around to get to the pool. Now they've built bridges that go across that lake. And there's a, there's another bar.
there's a bar over the water.
Yeah. Three Bridges Bar and Grill, which
was under construction last time I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's open now, but it wasn't open for lunch. That my plan was to go there for lunch and we didn't because it was closed. So, and we had already had reservations at Toledo. So we missed the Three Bridges Bar and Grill, which is sad, but Chris said he'd go back and just stay at this resort and I could just go to the parks. So that's how much he liked it though. Cause he's kind of not really like, he would rather be at the resorts than be at the parks when he goes to Disney. And he really liked this one. That was cool.
I really feel Coronado is underrated. I mean, I really think that it's, I've only stayed there once. And when I stayed there, I had a little one in diapers and we were across the lake from the pool and we got all the way to the pool and realized we left the diaper bag and I had to go all the way back and then all the way back. So I would be very grateful for that bridge, but I will say it was such a quiet resort. It was, you know, because it's such so businessy. So many people are there in the conference center that the rest of the resort, even though there are some people there on vacation, it's not as many. And I mean, we just found the fun pool was kind of quiet. It wasn't dead quiet, but it wasn't so chaotic. Yeah. And I don't know if they still have it, but they had the biggest hot tub on property. It could hold 21 people. They told us that when we checked in. So now that sounds like super gross to me.
And it prices well too.
Yes, it
does. The tower is not cheap.
The rest of the resort is.
Yeah, and they have, you know, like I said before, they have club level, they have presidential suite, they have different size rooms there. So so it's cool. There's a lot of good options. And, you know, I can see business travelers wanting those extra options with those suites and stuff too, not just families. So, and we did see conferences going on while we were there. They did change Rick's, which used to be Rick's Lounge. And it's still called Rick's, but it's more of a sports bar now. It used to have this really cool feel to it. Like, I don't know. I don't want to say Moroccan because I know it was never like an African themed hotel, but it had like lamps and plush stuff, but now it's more like a pub with TVs everywhere. And it's more, definitely feels more like a sports bar kind of thing. But.
Well, you know, Rick's used to have a reputation for being one of the coolest bars on property, but it feels like if they had to downgrade it to a sports bar, they made up for it in these other cool bars that they put there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Because it was pretty much the only bar that was there before.
Yeah, that's true. So. Yeah, it was really cool. I really enjoyed this resort. I would definitely go back and stay in that tower again.
So did the gin and tonic bar only serve gin and tonics?
No, it was a regular bar. It just had this menu where you could, you know, mix different types of tonics and stuff together and get different flavors. And yeah, it was cool.
It's a gin joint.
The coffee was really good too. I mean, Chris had some kind of espresso thing.
All the gin joints in Disney World walking
through. So right there. The gin bar is also a coffee bar?
In the daytime. It's espresso.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it says about my age, but I'm almost more excited to go try.
To go, what, you'd more excited
check
to
out
go
with, the coffee
I'm
bar.
More excited to go try out the espresso bar. I didn't know what
it was. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just so pretty. I mean, it's, yeah, you could spend a lot of time.
It was so busy when I was in that lobby. There were so many people down there, and I could hear, they were having such a great time. You could hear all the noises carry up. And
so, Sandy, sometimes I know, like, when you're, like at rooftop things where there's going to be fireworks and stuff like that, they have like, there's like a time limit that you can stay. Did you feel any of that when you were there or no?
No, I think our dinner, what time did we eat, Lindsay? About 7:30 or something. I mean, we finished up right at 9 and they were literally like stopping us when we were trying to leave and like, oh, you could stand out on the roof and look at the fireworks. And we're like, oh, so we stood there for a second. We're like, okay. You know?
So
not like you haven't seen them before.
Well, and in January wasn't, although this was like the beginning of marathon weekend. I think we were there on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Runners were just getting into town. You could see people coming and going to the expo and stuff. So it was about to start getting a lot busier. But
it was a bit chilly to be standing outside, though. I think we were out there for a little bit, and then I had to keep going back inside to warm up.
So just because we have a pretty good following of foodies in our podcast, would you recommend the tapas and the, like, was it a really good steak? What was it, you know?
Yeah. My husband really loved that food. Steak. I'm not kidding. I'll send the picture of him gnawing on the bone. Like, he really loved it. Yeah, we ate the whole freaking thing too. All 20 ounces of steak.
And yeah. And you got that between the three of you or just between the two of you?
Oh no, they ate the steak.
I think I gave her a bite, but I'm like, here, you can have this piece. Yeah.
This big. I can only have this little tiny piece.
I ordered some tapas and I ordered Brussels sprouts, and I love the Brussels sprouts so much. I filled up on them, and I was waiting because I just wanted to see how much room I would have left. Sometimes my eyes are way bigger than my stomach, and when you're paying Disney prices.
Well, yours was not expensive at all, though. I mean,
no,
you got to eat everything. Cheap.
Yeah. I know, I ate everything and I was full. And yeah. But I will be going back, definitely.
What was special about the Brussels sprouts?
Oh, the glaze. It was a different... Disney's got a couple places that have had really great Brussels sprouts with, like, balsamic vinegar. We had STK. They had really good Brussels sprouts there, too.
The polite pig.
I've had those, yeah. Those are more sweet. The ones at STK were a little more, like, bourbon-y, I think. These, I can't remember what the flavor was, but it was a different flavor to it, and it was really good. It wasn't your traditional balsamic, Sandy, do you remember?
I don't remember. I really kind of just...
Someday we're going to learn how to just write things down.
She was focused on her husband eating like a man warrior.
Yeah.
Like,
if I don't dig in, he's going to eat this whole steak.
That's what I was thinking. She was like, if I don't grab a piece, it's going to be gone.
He inhaled it. It was weird because I looked and, like, one minute there was a whole steak taking up a whole table. And then the next, I just look back and it's gone.
I gotta say, I always look at the tomahawk steak on menus and think, who orders that? And now I know.
Now you know.
Now I know. Like, that's huge. Like, I knew that might make my son sick and he can put away some food. But
well, that'd be perfect for Jeff and I, but the problem is that he likes his steak medium rare and I like mine medium and he hates. So it's like, we have to order separate steaks.
Well, you could eat the edge and he could eat the middle.
That still would not be that would be too much.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and make sure to tell all your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We'd love to hear from you. And be sure to look for us on YouTube if you want to see pictures of what we're talking about. Search for it at Flyaway Podcast, like and subscribe. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and myself, Laura, thank you again for joining us this week. Gotta fly.